Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's road duty for South tonight. Conference Indiana action at Terre Haute South. The Panthers starting to warm again, surviving two overtime games last weekend. And they'll be looking for a 12-5 slate if they can handle Terre Haute South.
And we're probably a couple games that we're big favorites in, and the rest of them are basically toss-ups. A couple of teams are better than us, but we have Columbus North at home. We have Jennings County at home that we have left on our schedule, but we have them at home, so that gives us a chance.
The Panthers still have four games on the home court, including Silver Creek tomorrow night. Edgewood lost its five-game winning streak to B&L last weekend, so they'll try to start a new one. Matt Wadsworth's 6-10 Mustangs will be home to West Vigo tonight. They're 7-9. LCA, the Lions of Jeff Mills, they're on a roll, six straight. They're 12-2. They'll be home tomorrow afternoon to New Washington. Tip off at 1:00. North is idle tonight, but the 50th anniversary celebration of not only North, but Columbus East. They welcome in the Olympians, 7:00, and Jason Spear and Chalk Talk. The North Siders on a bit of a roll. They'll be looking for their eighth in a row. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, tonight at 9:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And to the top they go as Big Ten leaders before another record crowd of 10,455 at Simon Scott. Terry Moore and sixth-ranked Hoosiers won their seventh straight, beating number two Ohio State. 78-65 Thursday as Mackenzie Holmes and Yarden Garzon combined for 46 points, Yarden collecting her first career double with 20-10 on the night. And you talk about separation, down four at half. A 27-4 explosion over the last 8 minutes of the third quarter put Terry's crew up 17 going into the final 10 minutes.
You know, we were pretty special there in the third. No balanced scoring, Mack and Yarden, and then, you know, Sid getting a double-double. Grace Berger. I thought we handled ourselves in the press very well. We were ready for that. We wanted to be aggressive but yet poised, and I thought that we did both of those things really well.
The Hoosier defense scored 13 of its 17 points off turnovers in that decisive third quarter. By the way, Indiana, its highest-ranked win in 29 years and the only team now in the nation currently with three top AP 25 wins on the season. 19-1 all by themselves, 9-1 in the Big Ten. They're in action 2:00 Sunday at home against Rutgers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.